And now this is a dictation for Melissa. PIC, P.S. in Paul, E.A.K., July 778, address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Melissa, who has immune complex glomerulonephritis and progressive advanced renal failure. Last visit was in September. She's not feeling well, poor appetite, weight loss, frequent nausea, no reported vomiting dysphagia, no reported diarrhea bleeding, urine output is down, but no edema. There is anemia creating dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no fever, no respiratory symptom, no chest pain palpitation, orthopnea, PND, usual hemoactivity not at rest, other review system is negative. We have wean off steroids and weaning down prednisone steroids on a full dose of Celcept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T. She received pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrim, protection for her stomach with Protonix, bone protection with prophylactic Fosamax, remains on diuretics, potassium, blood pressure, amlodipine. It's been very difficult to get insurance to approve the EPO. On physical exam, weight 178, blood pressure 140/80. I don't hear localized RALS, pericardial RAP, decreased mental status or neurological deficits, stable mild edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is from November, anemia 8.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine at 5 for a GFR of 10, stage 5. A normal albumin, a minor increase AST, ALT, other liver function test normal, recent electrolyte, sodium potassium acid base was normal. Recent calcium phosphorus also normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Immune complex glomerulonephritis. Next number, CKD stage 5, symptomatic. Next number, anemia. EPO needs to be started. Insurance was not approving. Next number, exposure to steroids. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on vitamin D125. Next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, comments. We've been preparing to this point in time. She has chosen to do home peritoneal dialysis. We refer to our surgeons for an early embedded dialysis catheter. Unfortunately, they don't do that. She was avoiding a fistula. She has been referred for a transplant at University of Michigan. Now we need to start dialysis, unfortunately, through a tunnel dialysis catheter. I call immediately to our interventional radiologist, Dr. Navid, N-A-V as in Victor, E-E-D. I talked to outpatient dialysis unit in Alma, also discussed with home dialysis nurse. We will get the peritoneal dialysis catheter placed as soon as possible. And after 17 days of healing, we will start education. We will provide EPO treatment on dialysis. Dialysis orders were already relayed to the unit. We will start slow the first treatment and then more aggressive. Also discuss with Melissa. End of dictation.